Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back at it on a 9 o'clock spot here on 96.5 The Fan on a Friday. He's not a player, he just crushes a lot. That's Sean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Smith, who joins us every Friday at 9. Mr. Smith, how are you today?
Man, I'm doing all right. How y'all doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm just ready for the weekend. You know, I get a full slate of Sunday games, get to relax until Monday until the Chiefs play the Washington Commanders. Marcus Mariota at quarterback, what would you do to stop that man?
Oh, man, you already know what I'm going to do with him. Stop him? I know they're going to try to run the same kind of offense if Jalen Daniels was inside playing. But I feel like we can blitz him, but I think he's still can run. You know what I mean? I think Spags is going to dial up all the blitzes to put pressure on Washington because they also they're banged up.
You know, when you're getting ready to play a backup quarterback, does that have an like a mindset effect? You know, you're going to see Mariota, not Daniels. As a player, do you sort of relax because it's human nature, or do you guys stay focused on the prize at hand and say, it doesn't matter who's back there, we got to play that same game?
Well, in this situation, because Mariota's been it depends on the backup. If the backup has been a starter, it's a little different. You know what I mean? If he's been a starter, you got more film on him. You know his tendencies. You also know why he lost his starting job, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of do the things that cause him to lose his job and do everything right. So I feel like for the most part, in this situation, Spags is going to blitz him, and they don't even have a run game. They got the rookie. He's pretty decent, but they just so banged up. Washington's banged up right now. I'm not going to say this is a bait game, but this is a game that we got to go blow out like how we just did last week against the Raiders, just being honest, because if not, it's going to be we don't need enough a tight, close game to where the game comes down to the kicker again. you guys know I'm still upset with him.
Right. No, and I am too. Yeah, I am too. I don't trust him right now. And I made the point earlier, Sean, like once the Chiefs get to the 50-yard line and in, as they call that, plus territory, it's four down territory from now on. That's the way I'm looking at it. If you're the Chiefs offense, once you get to midfield, it's no longer first and 10 with three plays to get 10 yards. You have to be thinking of the mindset of first and 10 with four plays to get 10 yards.
Yes. Not only that, though, Andy Reid and them mindset right now is let's score. We have to get up, especially like as you see against Detroit. What do? We went for it. We have to go for it when we're down there. Not just only knowing the trust in the kickers, just it's our style of play now. We go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
Whether it's a trick play or what, you know, I know it was a penalty on the play when we brought Minshew in. The wishbone and the, you know, we Andy Reid is so creative, and that is scary as we head into November and December and the Chiefs are very getting healthy and all the guys back.
Yeah, you coach youth football, obviously, at a high school level. Are you guys seeing more in that sort of gameplay where guys are going for it more on fourth down?
Very seldom. It just depends because of some schools have good kickers. Here in Texas, man, kids got good kickers. They got good kickers out here, man. So, you know, it just depends where it's at. But, yeah, we played some games where coaches just go for it. Our coach, we'll kick the field goal. We have been kicking field goals. We got a kid that can kick, though. So
no doubt. You watch this game, Deebo Samuel's Scary Terry, man. Those guys they're the real deal. Like, when you look at that defensive secondary, is that where this focus goes in this game, is how they can control their two best weapons, which are their slot receiver and their go-getter in Scary Terry?
Yeah, I mean, well, we know what the plays they're going to run with Deebo. You either bring him in motion, hand the ball off to him, he runs a little sweep for about 6-7 yard plays. Sometimes he can hit home and get missing, though. You know what I mean? He also can run a little dig routes and the crossing routes to get, you know, he's still a big receiver with speed that, you know, if we're playing man-to-man, hopefully he's not matched up with a linebacker if he's in a slot with Tranquil or somebody like that. That somebody's more fast than him, you know, it's a mismatch. So hopefully we do what we're supposed to do and we'll be fine. Scared Terry's going to make his plays. That's what you got to understand. Everybody's a professional football player still. You know, they're still athletes. They're going to make the plays.
Mm-hmm.
What surprises you so far 7 weeks of this season of this Kansas City Chiefs team?
Really, nothing surprises me right now. I told you guys at the beginning that how this was going to go. Like, literally how this was going to go. Everybody was panicking. You know, when you got injuries and you have your best receiver not playing, it's kind of hard to, you know, what you were doing in training camp to expect to happen in the regular season when you don't have all your weapons and your power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. I mean, people don't want to, you know, admit to that and factor that kind of stuff in. They just think it's going to move along, and it really has in Kansas City for a while. And then you see what it's like when you get those guys back, and it makes everybody's job that much easier, including the defense, right? Like, the offenses can stay out there on the field, sustain drives, score points. How much easier is your job as a defender when the offense is putting up 30 a game?
Oh, it's so much easier, but also it's so much easier when the offense taking the ball for 8 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You only have to go out there to play two series, and then two series, if it's 2-3 and outs, oh, man, it's a great day. You know what I mean? So, and that's what I try to tell. I was on a Kingdom Cast podcast last night, and they were talking about what's the difference in the Chiefs team now. I was like, there's nothing. I said, you got to think about it. People forget. We were playing with a lead a lot last year, so the pass rush was there. They're saying there's, people are saying there's a lack of pass rush. I don't think it's a lack of pass rush. We're getting pressure. Just, we also missing a lot of sacks, too. You go back to the Jacksonville game. If Minnehu don't fall down, or if everybody tries to say Chris Jones doesn't take the playoff, everything, we make the tackle, game's over.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. You look at this offense that got Rushee Rice back again, played 40%, I think, of the offensive snaps, still got 10 targets. They say everybody's going to eat, but, you know, they might all eat, but somebody's definitely going to eat more. Do you see that trend moving forward, or is it going to be kind of how Bob thinks? One week it might be Xavier Worthy who gets, you know, 9 targets and Rushee Rice gets 4. Or is it going to be the offense is going to go through number 4?
I think the offense is going through 4, 1, 7, 87.
Yeah.
The offense is going through everybody right now. I'm just being honest with you. The more weapons, the more power, firepower we have, it's hard because what are you going to defend? Okay, who are you going to double? Double Rice. If you double Rice, 87 is going to get open. 1's going to get open. 80's going to get open.
Yeah, it's crazy, the amount of weapons, and that's why everybody just continues to say, just pray right now, right? Like, they were saying that when Tyreek Hill was here, to go out there and pray to stop this offense, and now you've got Tyreek Hill times 4 other guys that you have out there on the field. You're going to be doing a lot of the rosary to try to stop this team.
Man, you're going to do more than that. You're going to need more than a prayer, I'll tell you that much, because with that speed and then the O-line blocking, as long as we don't have no penalties, a legal man downfield or a legal procedure because the offensive alignment is not up on, you know, a legal formation, I think heavily that we will be fine.
All right, I want to talk to you about the rest of the league and what's going on there. You got an owner this week ripping his quarterback in public. Tell me what you think of that and how that, you know, kind of factors into what's going on in the locker room with the Jets.
What's going on with the Jets is the owner's upset. I mean, he bought into Fields at first.
Yeah.
And then he's not his guy. I never thought Fields should have been the guy. I always thought Tyrod should have been the guy from the beginning. If you look at Tyrod's career, Tyrod's been a good quarterback when he was the starter. Besides, every time he always end up having a fluke injury to just get him on IR and ruin his great season he always has. So I look for the Jets. I don't think the Jets go winless this year. I think Aaron Glenn is trying to change the mentality that the Jets had before. And, you know, he's also a former player. So he knows what it takes, and I think he's trying to get there, but it just took guys longer to buy in. Mm-hmm. And when you bring in a new system and new things, it's hard. It's not like the Jets are getting to going out there getting blown out. Come on, they had a division rival, Denver Broncos. They was beating them.
Yeah.
And then they took the game off. No different from the Giants beating the Denver Broncos. So it's like, come on, you know, it's any given Sunday. The Jets just got to home in on the final little things, and I think, you know, it'll get better. What's going on in the locker room? Yeah, it's bickering because you're 0-7, 0-6, whatever it is. It's miserable. There's nothing to come to work and feel happy about.
No doubt. Speaking of another team in Texas, has C.J. Stroud lost it, or is this just a down year?
All right. It needs receivers. It needs help.
Yeah.
That defense, Houston, Texas defense is good to me. If you watch them guys play good.
Mm-hmm.
It's that offense.
No doubt.
And I can't just blame it on C.J. Stroud because Collins is dropping a lot of balls. Mm-hmm. A lot of balls. He's throwing the ball. They dropping.
Yeah. Sean, I'm going to have the Hulk probably on Sunday, so I'll pay homage to you with the Hennessy and the Hypnotic. That's what I'm supposed to mix together?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to mix together, my man.
Okay, well, I'll send you a picture this weekend with a cigar of something and a Hulk in the other hand, my man.
All right, man. And you know, we get the W, man, and hey, we're back in the division race all the way, and let's see what happens. And November's coming up.
You better believe it. You better, man. Hey, be safe, be easy, Sean.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Coming up next, it's the guy that takes away Alex Gold's sexiest man in the building, Rob Collins of Fox 4, joins the roundtable next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
That time on a Friday, it is the Roundtable brought to you by KS Lottery. Get in the game with Chiefs Kingdom Scratch Ticket, only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000, plus enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. See KSLottery.com. We're joined by Fox 4's own Rob Collins. Rob, thanks for joining the show today, man.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for getting me up early.
You
on
got
a
it.
Rainy day. Mac texted me about an hour ago. I'm like, oh, yeah, I better get up and get in the studio.
Gotta get moving, right?
Gotta go.
You're not used to this time of day. Of course,
I know,
I'm not used
man.
To your time of day
right,
either.
Right?
Being, you know, midnight and all this kind of these hours that you were talking about, 11 p.m. I've never seen that in my life.
Yeah,
you know?
We have a 30-minute sports show Sunday through Thursday at 11 o'clock.
There you go. So watch
night.
It on Fox 4.
There you go.
You can check out all the goings on. And whatnot, and everybody in a good mood over at your building now that the Chiefs are 4-3. Everybody's ready to go pack their bags for the Super Bowl now, right? Let's
go. Sure, let's go. We're not planning any vacations. 1-2-3 Cancun's got to wait for
That's
a little
right.
while. I mean, beginning of the season, everybody was like, eh. And then, oh, yeah, it's the Chiefs. They're mm-hmm. Super Bowl favorites in week 8.
Yeah, sure. What's impressed you most about this team so far?
Just Mahomes' resiliency. I mean, the first two games, they weren't good. The defense wasn't good. Obviously, they lost both games, but Mahomes always tells us, it's coming, we're close. How many times did Mahomes, Patrick, and Andy Reid say, we're close,
right.
we're close?
Mm-hmm.
And now they got Rasheed back. They're on fire, man.
Yeah, they really are. And it's fun to watch. And to me, it's the most explosive offense that they've ever had. And they've got weapons all over the field. And like you sit back and watch this team, and it is fun again, man. For the first time in a couple of years offensively, it is so much fun to watch these guys.
Yeah,
now.
Scoring drive percentage, they're either right next to it or maybe a couple percentage points behind 2018 when they lit the world on fire. So
yep.
It is awesome. I don't know how defenses cover all their weapons. It's damn near impossible.
It really is. I mean, we've had so many people come on this show over the last 2 weeks and just say, pray. I mean, like, and that's not the right answer for you know, trying to go out there and stopping them. But there is no right answer for them right now. When you have all of that speed at the wide receiver position, plus the tight end, plus the quarterback, mm-hmm. plus the head coach, like, this is an unstoppable force right now.
Yeah, especially when Breshad Smith gets going, because I think he's going to get going pretty soon. They're kind of spoon-feeding him, you know, like they usually do with young guys, but they get going. He gets that screen game going. We know Andy Reid loves the screen game. He almost popped one in the last game. I keep betting on him anytime touchdown. It's coming. Yeah. I just don't know which week. I know it's coming.
Did you get that tip from Terry Rozier or Chauncey Billups?
I can't tell you.
Yes.
I'm wearing Luke Casey boots. That's all I'll say.
There you go.
That's a different family, though. They're not
yeah.
the same.
Yeah. Rob, I want to play you some audio of Richard Sherman, and I want to give it a golf analogy that I did earlier.
Okay. Nobody wants to see the Kansas City Chiefs on their schedule in January. No, you don't. You could say you do. Buffalo Bills, you don't. Indianapolis Colts would love to avoid them. There's nobody that's like, hey, yeah, let's get the Kansas City Chiefs. Jacksonville Jaguars, I know you guys felt good about that win. You would hate to see them coming to Jacksonville in January. Because guess what? Go ahead and book your vacations because it's over with. And that's the way they've been. They've been in the Super Bowl 5 of the last 6 years. So we'd be foolish to think anything else because that's what they've proven. Sometimes you got to give people respect to their past. This is their reputation. Their reputation, champions. Until they don't live up to their reputation, I'll think they'll be in it. Regardless of what's going on, we've seen seasons where Patrick Mahomes has struggled early. They've gone to the Super Bowl. Years where he looked like the MVP candidate, they've gone to the Super Bowl. Years where they're a defensive team, they've gone to the Super Bowl. Really driven by their run game, they've gone to the Super Bowl.
So the analogy I want to give this, and I know you're a golfer as well,
mm-hmm.
and I know you watched the Tiger Woods documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There was a scene, I'm sure you remember it, when the guy's talking. I think it's either a reporter or it's a former caddy, and it's like, I want Tiger Woods on Sunday. And his response is, the F you do.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Like, that's the biggest F-A-F-O moment in history right there.
And it's like, you see the red, you see the serious face, and even if Tiger Woods was 3 strokes off the lead, he was winning.
Yeah.
We all remember that, like 97 was yesterday, where it's like, oh, Tiger's 2 off the lead, okay.
Sure.
And then you take that analogy even further, and you look at the Chiefs where you can call the first 4 weeks of the season, you know, Thursday's round and Friday's round. You get into Friday's round and Tiger makes the cut. He shoots 2 under. The leader's at -8. And then moving day happens, and all of a sudden you see Tiger Woods move up the leaderboard because everything seems to get brighter and bigger for all these guys that aren't normally there. So now you flip it over to Kansas City, 0-2 start, you know, get back into it, moving to, you know, maybe right now we're in the point of moving day as we move into November. And then all of a sudden you see that Chiefs team kind of go up there, and all of a sudden everybody goes, oh my God. Okay, well then you get to the next point of, all right, well, let's see if we can take the Chiefs in January. The F you do.
Yeah, good luck. I want to see Patrick Mahomes one day. I know he won't do it just because everybody's all into fashion, but roll into Arrowhead or wherever he is with the backwards hat like Tiger Woods rolled up to the golf course when he's walking down the tunnel.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Just here for business, man. But no, I think it is interesting because
Mahomes should just start wearing the red shirt on Sundays when he walks into the stadium.
There you go.
Well, the Tiger clothing line's super expensive, but he can afford it. I cannot. But no, I want to bring this up to you because I think we do this every year, right? Like there are some sort of situations that happen. Last year it was, they're winning every game by the skin of their teeth, by fingernail games, but they're winning.
Sure.
Now that's cool this year. It wasn't cool last year. Now the Chiefs have an offense of explosiveness all over the field with Rice and Worthy and Hollywood and Thornton and Kelce and all these guys, Juju as well. When you look at this team and you look at every single option, you have to think this team is built for January and it will be a lot of problems for these teams that are skating through the regular season, whereas depending on where you're coming from in this city, like you always say, the season starts in December.
Of course, the Chiefs are always going to be there at the end with Patrick Mahomes because history has Richard Sherman. And I might add, that's maybe one of the most astute things I've ever heard one of those national talking heads
people say. I said
the
exact same thing as you an hour ago. It was like I wrote it for him. I was like so proud. I was like, wow, Rich, that was wonderful because these idiots in the national circuit are stupid. And all they want to do is continue to criticize the Chiefs and criticize the Chiefs and poke holes in everything that they're doing out there. And then you have that from Richard Sherman. I mean, that guy nailed it.
Yeah, well, you know, those guys just want to be the person that said, hey, I was right the one year that they don't make it because everybody trumpets the Chargers or the Broncos, never the Raiders.
Right.
But we see the Chargers, they won last night. They look good. They're playing a bad team.
Mm-hmm.
But they're hurt. They're kind of falling. I mean, it's crazy how every time you look up, well, the Chiefs may not. Oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, they're going to be in it. I can't imagine they won't be favored the rest of the way in every single game. Yeah. I'm sure they're going to be favored at Buffalo.
I think it was Schefter last week that pointed that out. He said, I think they're favored in every game going forward. Now, I didn't see them favored in Buffalo. I saw them as a 2.5-point dog, but that was a while ago. Oh. I don't know if that line has changed or that spread has changed, you know, since that. But I'm hyperbolic at times, but I honestly believe they're not losing another game this season. I mean, that's how good that they're playing right now. And Dusty writes the scores up every week. I mean, you 37, 28, which should have been 30-something, 30, 31. I mean, they're now putting up 30 points, Rob, on the reg
with ease. Yeah, they could have scored 50 against the Raiders.
Yes.
Easily. And I wish they would have scored at least a couple more because I had the over.
Yeah.
I didn't win that.
You didn't win that
I got bad information on that one.
Come on, Terry. Come on, Chauncey.
Back it up, Terry.
But it's easy now for this team. And I hate to say that, but like, who's going to go out there and stop them? You're not doing it with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce and Sammy Watkins worked in. You're doing it with a wave of guys now.
And you have a defense.
And you have a defense as well that's playing their asses off right now.
I mean, to shut out any team in the NFL is a big ask.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Raiders are awful, but still, when you got both of those humming, Ed Butker looked great.
Yeah.
Got all three phases working. Yeah. Indianapolis doesn't scare me.
No.
Any of the other teams that are leading their division right now, I don't think the Chiefs would have any problem beating any one of those teams at Arrowhead or at their place.
And I'm 100% with you on that. And you know, watching them do what they did to the Raiders, I'm almost tired of people saying, well, it's just the Raiders. Andy Reid's been a coach for 26 years and never shut out an opponent, okay? That tells you how hard it is to do that in the NFL. And he finally got that done. And people are like, it was just the Raiders. I mean, like, but they also shut down the Detroit offense the other night or 2 weeks ago, too. And that was big because that offense was moving when they came in here.
They shut down Gibbs. Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah, he just caught passes, just not for any significant yards. He was like 9 catches for like 44 yards or somewhere in that field. I asked Sean Smith this, and I want to ask you the same question. What surprises you the most so far this season?
In the entire NFL?
No, just for the Chiefs so far.
That's a good question. It's hard to be surprised by Patrick Mahomes. And
is it the Jacksonville game?
That they lost? Yeah. I mean,
in the way that they lost?
Well, I mean, the Chris Jones play was awful.
Yeah.
They just – I mean, they just lost it for a second. I think they just thought the game was over, like Chris Jones says. He thought he was down, but it never should have got to that point anyway.
Right. Because, I mean, you look at that, and you look at the Giants game, and you talk about the Mahomes play where he scoops the fumble up before halftime, and some people would say that that's the play that saved the season or changed the way the season goes. You kind of look at the Jacksonville game where they lose 31-28 against a team where they didn't really win because of Trevor Lawrence or anything like that. I know he threw a great dime to Brian Thomas Jr., and then they score the winning touchdown and whatnot, but kicker kicks out of bounds. You drop an interception.
13 penalties for 109 yards.
And, you know, and,
tough to win.
And it's crazy to see all that. To me, sometimes adversity can change the way that, like, I feel like that Christmas Day game against the Raiders a couple years ago when it was just an embarrassment, and then they go on and win the Super Bowl and never lose again.
They said, I mean, that was the impetus behind them lighting a fire under their rear end, and they went on to just scorched earth.
And we talk about the...
Other than Super Bowl.
Right. And we talk about the similarities of these games and, like, these moments and, you know, Christmas Day game, and you talk about, you know, maybe this year in Jacksonville and, like, what it does to this team, because I've always said on the show... I think the Chiefs hate losing more than they enjoy winning.
We know Patrick does.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%. And that permeates throughout the team because that's the expectation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And also, too, though, I will say this, that back when he gets older and he's done, he's going to regret that because you got to enjoy these wins. And that's not coming from me. That's coming from Bill Self, who used to say that to me all the time. He goes, man, these losses bother me more than the wins are enjoyable. And I'm like, man. That sucks that you're in that spot. But when you're a Kansas basketball program, you get three or four of those a year. If they're not normal, they do eat at you. Same with Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
I want those guys to get into that mindset of enjoying those wins, though, and what they're able to do. And I hope you don't get to the end of your career and go, man, I really regret that loss on March 3rd again, you know, whatever it was. And you're thinking about that and not all the good stuff that you were being able to accomplish. But that's what's driving Patrick Mahomes right now. And every year they have a Jacksonville game. Every single year they have that game.
There's always one. Well, to use a golf analogy, Dusty, you and I both know after we play around, we're like, dang it, why'd I crank one out of bounds on six? Or why'd I miss that 3-footer?
100%.
And you're like, oh yeah, I still made two birdies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost like
it's human nature. It really is.
Yeah. And to, you know, kind of continue that same sort of golf analogy, Rob, as we're talking to Rob Collins of Fox 4, it's almost like you can, how can I say this? You can't ruin a round on one shot, but you can ruin your score. Like you can still have a, like I can go out there and shoot 87, which is about where I end up most of the time, often than not. And I can be like, on my way home, I do it every single time.
You replay every single shot.
I go 16, I should have hit the hybrid, but I tried to get all of it with a 3-wood, and I topped it, and that's two added strokes. On 14, I could have hit just a nice little, you know, pitch, and I tried to get cute with a wedge. And I think that's kind of what the Chiefs do. Like, one game against Jacksonville doesn't ruin their season, but it kind of ruins their score, if you get what I'm saying. Like, you look at the teams they beat, and you're like, oh, well, Detroit was beat up, and they lost to Jacksonville. It's like, yeah, they lost to Jacksonville because they elected to hit their hybrid and not their 3-wood, or something like that. So I think that that is there, and I think when they do that, I don't want to say necessarily like they get cute, but they kind of get out of their element where it's like, you know what this guy shoots. You know what this guy, you know what your distance, you know what your accuracy is with that club. You know what game you can play. And you go back to that interception where it's, I think it was Tranquil and Bolton. It kind of, it's like, you know, in this situation, more often than not, you're going to be the guy that goes and gets the ball and I'm going to sit back.
Yeah.
They play that game, I think, 10 more times. I think the Chiefs win 8 out of 10.
Probably so. And Patrick Mahomes does that. When we talk to him every Wednesday, he'll say, well, I missed the guy on this play. I missed the guy on this play. You know, you've heard him break it down just like you and I or anybody else playing golf on their way home would break down a round.
Looking like a psycho. Being like, damn it.
As bad as it is mentally, it really is good, though. That's what drives them. They're never satisfied. And once you get satisfied, you get fat and happy. And I don't ever want to see these guys get satisfied. And they never, with all the success that they had, that's the most remarkable thing, Rob, about all of this is that complacency is never set in with this organization. Each time they win, they want it more, and they want it more, and they want it more. And you don't see teams do that ever in professional sports.
Usually not. I forgot who said it, but they're the epitome of it's hard to get up early when you sleep in silk pajamas.
Yeah.
They're getting up early.
It's real hard when you sleep naked.
Yeah.
With silk sheets.
Okay. I think it's time for a break, Ernie.
Yeah, how about that audio from last night? No, so let's have a conversation about the rest of the AFC.
It's way too early for you to put that vision in my head.
It's late in the day, brother.
I've been up an hour.
We've been talking about this since 5 o'clock this morning, man.
Ooh, Nelly.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Especially that fans on Oscillate. You ain't getting me out of bed.
Oh.
Okay, rest of the AFC.
I don't want to hear anything about you getting up.
Oh, okay.
You want to know how I get down?
No. Okay. Mac, hit the brake button.
Max already left. He gave up.
Mac's gone for the day. He's oh out. God.
He's got things to do.
Oh,
of the AFC, is it still Buffalo in your mind?
Yeah, okay. Of course. I think they're – I mean, if you had to pick two teams right now, you would say you'd play in the AFC Championship. Who would you pick?
Gosh.
The Chiefs will play themselves.
If I could pick two teams to play in the AFC Championship?
Who do you think is going to be there?
I think right now, realistically, I think it's either Buffalo or I think it's Pittsburgh.
Really? You believe in Pittsburgh that much?
Here's why. I think Indianapolis gets to the playoffs, and we see exactly what happened to Daniel Jones happened to Sam Darnold.
Yeah, sure.
Good year, learned a system, did well.
This year's Vikings.
Oh, yeah. My God, right? Like, the lights are here. I'm Daniel Jones, right? And then,
but he did beat the Minnesota Vikings in a playoff game a couple of years ago.
Fair. Now, I look at Pittsburgh, and I look at Aaron Rodgers. He looks like he's completely a completely different guy. It's like, you know, if you've ever had a friend go through a divorce, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. the first couple of years, you're like rough, and then you see him again, you're like, you look a lot better. What are you doing?
Feels comfortable.
It's like, yeah, right? You're like, yeah. You're back. I see my friend again, right? And then, obviously, Buffalo, right? Like, I think the two losses they had, they played Atlanta in a dome. I think Atlanta is really, really good inside. I think once Atlanta gets out of Georgia or outside of an enclosed environment, they're become equal, right? They have a superpower on turf.
Yeah.
And I think that Buffalo, they have what? They've got Carolina this weekend, who's 4-3.
Carolina randomly. People down there saying, hey, Buffalo, you better not be sleeping on us.
And like I love that.
I do, too.
I do love that because
they're probably thinking it's a trap game because they got the Chiefs.
Which right. I don't believe in those things.
I don't either.
But, yeah, I think I do.
Not coming off a buy-in. Anyway.
And I look at Pittsburgh, I look at Tomlin, and I look at maybe now he's got somebody that he can kind of do the whole Mike Vrabel thing with, like, hey, you're the offense, you go worry about that, I'll keep the defense in check. And we're watching an AFC North division where Cleveland's not going to do it. Mm-mm. Baltimore's can't lose again the rest of the season. That's not happening. And Cincinnati, they're hoping and praying that Flacco can keep them afloat until Joe Burrow comes in. And then by then, where are they at? So I think Pittsburgh can win that division, get a home game, get into the divisional round. Now, obviously, they don't play the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. That's a moot point. But those would be the two teams I would pick, would be the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No Colts, you're not.
I just don't believe. Look, I think the Colts are good. I think they are a good team and they have a good system because they have a great offensive line. They've got a really damn good running back, and Daniel Jones is doing everything right. Mm-hmm. They played the Rams, they lost. Mm-hmm. Now, credit, they beat the Chargers, they beat the Broncos. I will give them all that credit. Look at the rest of their schedule. And then you look at their schedule moving forward, it gets a lot tougher. So does the Chiefs. So I'm not leaving them out of there either. But, like, I just, you know, you can say. Again, we can do golf analogies all day.
Yeah.
You played with a guy that's a 20 handicap and his first two holes, he goes par bird, and you're like, what's Dale doing today? Yeah. And then you look at the end of the round, you're like, okay, he shot a 98, I shot an 81, we're back to normal. Yeah,
but right? You look at those first two holes, it's like the first two games of the season.
And why is that? Exactly. Why is that? He goes out there, he's playing loose, he's having a good time, mm-hmm. he's not trying to do anything.
He realizes, he's like, hey.
I'm just trying to break 100. And then all of a sudden, it's like, dude, you might break 90. Oh, really? And then the shakes come in, and the ferrule, he's getting narrower, sure. And all of a sudden, you see this guy's game become that game, and I think that we will see that with the Colts eventually. I just do not believe in it yet.
And I agree with you on the dome thing with the Colts. Is their game going to translate to outside when it gets cold?
Yeah, and it's a good question, too, because I really don't know who I view as the number one competitor right now in the AFC. I mean, it's probably Buffalo by default, but, I mean, I like what Aaron Rodgers is doing in Pittsburgh right now. I like the fact that he's just kind of flying under the radar. That throw that he had last Thursday night, I still kind of think about because he rolled all the way to his left and came all the way back to his right and found his guy in the end zone. I'm like, that was vintage Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. We had not seen that before. And that was a big moment for me in that Thursday night game. I go, wow, this guy still got it. And we've been wanting that Mahomes-Rodgers matchup. How cool would that be if it's the AFC Championship game, potentially Rodgers' last game ever, you know, against Patrick Mahomes? It would be awesome. Now, I do think the reports out of Pittsburgh, he may be back in Pittsburgh for another year, which fine, whatever you want to do at that point. But that would be a cool AFC Championship game. I'm just not sold that much on Buffalo. It's more of a they be there by default for me than it is anything. And I see their defense give up 40-some points. And then their offense the last couple of weeks hasn't been able to score.
No, their schedule's so easy, I think that's why they will be there.
Yeah, of course. Sure.
I mean, they've lost games they shouldn't have as well.
Yep.
But
everybody has this year. That's the beauty of this league, man.
Yeah, that's why that shutout was even more impressive. I don't care if it's still against the Raiders.
I don't either.
I'm looking forward to the Buffalo game. It's going to be fun. We'll be up there. We'll be in Dallas.
You're going to go up there?
Yeah, we'll be in Arlington for Thanksgiving.
So. Oh, nice! You're going all over.
You're
the
going back home.
Yeah,
yeah. You get that trip. That's nice.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Is that when you just tell everybody to do their own thing and you know exactly what to do, or do you let everybody kind of piggyback on you and be like, "Here's where you want to go. This is what you want
to
do." Like,
Having everybody over at the house?
No, I'm just going to go to my family's house about an hour or so away. Okay. You know, I grew up in the sticks on a dairy farm. There ain't nothing to do but
a dairy
work.
Farm.
Man.
Any stories you want to tell us?
Yeah, but how many cows have you milked?
A lot of teats in my hand.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you do it by the hand or did you have that machine?
No, we had machines. Yeah. Two stalls, six milkers. We had 500 acres, 125 head of cattle.
How many?
125 head of cattle.
Wow.
I once milked a bull.
I got a cow question. Okay?
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. Can you eat a milk cow?
Can you eat a milk?
Yeah. Like, if you use a cow for milk.
That's not what they're bred for.
Okay.
Wait a second. What, you milked a bull?
I think so.
I'm not sure that terminology is correct.
I mean, it wouldn't milk.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Men's wieners.
I mean, there's folks who have that job.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough job.
Oh, yeah, that's a terrible job. Like, of all the jobs in the world, go get the specimen from the bull because we're mating today. What?
I'd rather that than have to do the plastic glove.
I've turned a calf.
Oh.
Because it's coming out, you know, it's going to kill both of them,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's your moneymaker. So you put the glove, because I had to do it because I was.
It's like noodling,
well, you have
but
a thin
with
arm.
And I was a kid. Yeah. I was younger, right? So you put the sleeve on all the way to the shoulder, find it, turn it.
How many times did you have to do that?
I've only done it twice.
Okay, that's twice more than I'll ever do. And I would
imagine.
There's
no such thing as tipping cows, right? That's a myth.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't go cow tipping.
Don't try to do that.
No,
you'll hurt the animals.
First off, they scare me.
Cows?
Yes.
My mother has said to me, she goes, "If I came back as an animal, I'd like to be a cow.
Just sit there and
eat grass all day. Yeah.
Have someone massage your teats.
How long does a cow last? Like if you got a milk cow, are these 20-year-old cows?
Depends on the breed.
Yeah.
Does this, where is
How do you get a cow on a plane?
Carefully. I don't know. I was going to make an awful bad dad joke.
You
but
move it up there?
Okay. Yeah. So this never happens to you?
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
No.
So they don't get that excited.
I don't like to go to work in the mornings.
How do you see this game on Monday night going out?
I think the Chiefs are going to hammer them.
Really?
Yeah.
So you like the 12.5?
I do like the 12.5.
What's your record this year betting?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I can look at my account and know that it's my betting account has four digits in it, so I'm doing okay.
Okay.
Stick that in your account.
He just put a deposit in.
So do you see a blowout happening? You think this is going to be one of those games where we can hit the elevators early?
I think it will be, but I'm afraid of a backdoor cover by Washington.
Like a last minute helmet. Like, heave.
What did you get it at? It's 12.5 now?
12.5.
Right, well, I bet it earlier. I got it at 10.5.
Oh, nice.
When it came out.
Okay.
Before they knew that Daniels was going to play.
Chauncey tell you that? Or?
No, I got the early line. I got a different phone number. Just text me.
Mm-hmm. Two phones.
It's two phones.
Yeah, he's got a burner. Mm-hmm. Rob, we appreciate the time, man. Sorry to really wake you up with the silk sheets, man. But
it's okay.
Here we are. We'll do it again.
I don't know. I'm 30-13.
30-13.
I like it. 33-16, but I'm concerned about the total.
Okay, yeah.
I wouldn't bet that.
Why not? You want me to fade Rob
Collins? You think that Andy's going to pull back a little bit?
That's what I'm afraid of. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with the total, is what I'm telling you.
Okay. I like that. All right, Chiefs.
I like the under in the Kansas K-State game because it's going to rain.
Who's going to win?
Whoever stops the other team from getting 20-yard chunk runs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because both, I don't believe in either one of those defenses.
Yeah, because 55 and rain slot.
I saw 56.5.
Okay.
I mean, if it's going to be raining all day,
take the under
on that.
That's the way I'm leaning right now.
Vanderbilt, Mizzou.
Ooh, that's going to be a good game.
Vanderbilt owns Nashville. They own that state.
Mac hates this.
Shut up. Mac loves Vanderbilt.
No. Morgan Wallen, Tennessee proud
Get
guy.
Yeah,
come on now.
He's a Knoxville guy, man.
Yeah,
he's chilling with Kenny Chesney on a boat.
It's a good thing I didn't go to Tennessee. I'd never made it out of college. Rob,
I'm glad you're going to make it out of this studio alive.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Good.
You can relax now and go get your breakfast.
I gotta go tape a Chiefs show here in a little while.
Yes, sir. So. We appreciate it. That's Rob Collins of Fox 4 joining the roundtable. And again, it's brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom scratch ticket. Only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize is $75,000 plus enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experience. See KSLottery.com. Coming up on the other side, it is our Richard of the Week here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
All right, it is that time of the week where we expose people for being idiots, jerks, and dopes.
Or Richards.
Which you're is... idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
A lot of teats in my hand.
Ooh.
What?
Rob Collin joins the group of drops. There we go. Somebody says, I can't believe you would utter those words. My Richard of the Week, you heard it yesterday. It's part of the gambling thing, and my Richard or Richards of the Week are the X-ray glasses. Guys going to a poker game, and maybe I need to tread lightly because I believe these people were probably members of the mob, but what a Richard move. Not only that, from the reports that we heard, maybe you can tie in Chauncey Billups, or maybe Mac will pick this up where I leave off, but like you look at Chauncey Billups in a situation luring guys in to play poker to these guys that are coming there and they're wearing X-ray glasses. And I know you've seen the movie Austin Powers. I retweeted it yesterday when number two is sitting at the table and he's got the eye patch. He looks down, he's got a soft 17, dealer showing a king. He looks at the deck of the shoe and goes, hit, sir, you have 17. I like to live dangerously. Flips it over, 21.
Right.
Right. So that is a total Richard move that, you can't just go to a game, and I understand that it's fixed. They had cameras in the cup holders. They had all this. They had ways that you could read the cards face down with the table being, like, X-rayed and
it
all that
weird,
sort of stuff.
Man. All that stuff then, yesterday, like, whoa.
And literally wearing glasses that they wore in 13 Ghosts to see the spirits in the house. Without them, you can't see them. Total advantage, total Richard move. X-ray glasses, guys. You are my Richards of the week.
I'm going to take a sidebar on that one just for a second mm-hmm. here. Have people worn those in Vegas, like just sitting at the table? Would Vegas red flag you if you're wearing those glasses out there? How soon would the
well,
pit boss...
I think that's why they're wearing them at an underground poker
that's what
table.
I'm asking. Like, but that's what I'm asking. Like, can you wear these in Las Vegas? And if you can, where do you buy these glasses? Because Vegas would catch you in about 5 minutes with those things yeah. on, probably.
Oh,
like, yeah.
Yeah,
you hit, you know, you're showing 18 or 19, and you can see that next card in the shoes at two, and you're hitting on that. That pit boss is going to be down there in seconds taking you out back and checking out what those sunglasses are.
What do they say in the movie Casino? The eyes in the skies don't lie.
They don't lie, brother. I'll tell you, they watch everything up there. They see everything that is going on, and they're not using cameras like you see. It's 2025, and every time you see a security camera, it's still the worst video ever. They're not using that kind of stuff up there in that booth when they're watching everything that's going on that casino floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll kind of parlay mine with yours, no pun intended. Yeah, man, you brought it up yesterday, and it kind of made me think for the rest of the day. Chauncey Billups bringing his friends. Like, these are guys that, like, know and trust him. And, like, Dusty, you had a personal experience of someone maybe being a little bit of a Richard in a betting experience with friends. And it just kind of made me think, like, damn, dude, you've got to be a serious you-know-what. Like,
right.
to do that to someone, like, that you know, that you supposedly love and, like, trust and have spent time with, have memories with. Like, I just can't imagine someone doing that to me. But more so, like, me doing that to one of my friends, dude. That's just Richard move, Chauncey. And I know you're in the thick of it, probably stressed, lots of things happening, maybe some, you know, in with the wrong people. I get it, but man, that's a Richard move.
It is. The whole thing is a Richard move because now it has caused everybody to have to look at sports and say, are we watching reality right now? And it's however you want to interpret it. I love it. I don't care what goes on. I enjoy Sundays like it's nobody's business. I enjoy watching sporting events. They're fun for me to watch. I get my enjoyment out of it. Maybe you get your enjoyment out of watching the Cooking Channel. It's no different than what we're watching, right? It's just another television show that brings me joy every Sunday or anytime I turn on an NFL game. I love watching it, the colors, the pomp and circumstance and everything that goes along with it. But now you've got people that are going to be questioning everything. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine what the workload now is like for the four commissioners of these sports. Because it's not just the NBA. Everybody's going to start talking about all the other sports as well. The Shohei Ohtani stuff that got brought up at the beginning of the year with the, you know, with yep. his, you know, guy allegedly taking money out of his bank account or whatever the hell that ended up being, Class A and all this stuff. Like every league has had a situation that they've needed to handle. And now it's up to the commissioners of this league to convince us that everything is okay. And this was just a couple of bad apples in this whole thing. Cause immediately it's going to be a blanket and everybody's going to think everybody's guilty of doing something. My Richard of the week goes to Craig Carton this week. Just another pissed off East Coast network guy who is mad that the Kansas City Chiefs are here to stay for a very long time.
Yeah, and I couldn't find the audio to cut you off. He called Kansas City fans inbred and said there must be something in the barbecue sauce as to why, because he blamed them for attacking his DMs, but yet he's never stopped. And we met him at the Super Bowl.
And I like Craig. I think he's very talented. I think he's very entertaining. He's funny. But he's a crook. He'd be perfect to have on to talk about this. And he has been weighing in about a lot of this stuff, you know, because he went away for gambling and whatnot back, you know, years ago.
Ticket price line.
This take was so bad. It is wiped from the internet. Yeah, I cannot find it.
You cannot find it. Like, I had it and I played it for you the other day.
He played it for me. I heard he called us inbreds.
I played it for you Monday and you heard, you're like, who is that? I was like, Carton. You're like, okay. And I was like, there's your Richard of the week. You're like, all right. And then I looked for it for the last 20 minutes in between Rob Collins and in between the break.
Can't find it anywhere. That's crazy. It was a really bad take. He called us inbreds. And that's how you know people have nothing else to say about the team when they start attacking us personally, right? Now we're inbreds and our football team is, you know, is good and there's nothing else to say and you're so mad about it that you're resorting to calling people in Kansas City inbreds. And it's that elitist, you know, just because you live on the East Coast doesn't make you a better human being than what we are. I lived there for 18 years. The people there are no better than anywhere else, but they assume that they're better than everywhere else. And they look down on everybody and they don't know that the United States exists past the Delaware River and whatnot. And everything outside of New York City is no good and bad and all this kind of stuff. And you're sitting there calling people inbreds because you just don't know what else to say about their football team. Very short-sighted. How about, you know, maybe you ought to convince your teams in New York to try winning every once in a while. It's fun.
Mm.
Get bent.
Yeah, maybe don't scam people for tickets.
Yeah. You
know, kiss my ass. Maybe thought about that, Craig. Craig is a former convict trying to make up for all the debts with the Chiefs hate clicks. F him.
I mean, inbred? I mean, attack the team. Say the stuff you want, but...
Also, like, get some new material.
Yeah.
Like, we're from the Midwest. We've been hearing that our whole lives. Sorry, like, I'm from Missouri. I've been here my whole life. Like, well, what are you doing, dating your sister, your cousin? Oh, good one, man.
You went to Kansas and had some conversations?
I mean, dude, it's happened all the time. I didn't know I had an accent until I went to, like, the Jamaica. And they're like, oh, where are you
from?
Well,
I mean,
they're like, you're from the Midwest. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you keep saying y'all. And I'm like, am I saying y'all? Like, I don't know that I'm saying
I would have said they thought you were from Texas if you said y'all, because, you know, Texas, y'all, and then all y'all is the plural of y'all. I guess it's more Southern, too. I mean, you probably said that in Nashville.
But I probably texted you guys that, like, are y'all good with this? Like, and I'm sure you get it. You're like, damn, Dustin.
I see, but I say y'all, too. My grandmother, growing up from New York and then Jersey, obviously, she used to say yous all the time. Yous.
I'm sorry, the what?
Yous. Yous going? Yous guys going to be there? And then Texas has got y'all. You know, it's just different dialects from where you are. So use is better than y'all. So we're inbreds because we say y'all. No. What are you if you say use?
Use gonna come.
Oh, okay. I just
use, right, use on the way.
A lot of teats in my hand.
Use gonna come.
I've been pounded this week.
Finally, it's somebody besides me. He just thought he was nailing it. Use gonna come. Oh, man, just out of nowhere. That's how they talk in Jersey, apparently.
They do, use.
Cabsy here is, use going
to
come.
You guys want to go down to the diner? Yeah. You guys want some disco fries? Yeah.
Hey, honey, welcome home to work. How was your day? You's going to come.
Yeah.
I've been pounded this week.
I mean, anybody who lives in New York City should probably keep their mouth shut about what's going on there, too, so.
The two what?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Oh my God, I'm glad it's Friday.
I am too. I'm always glad it's Friday. I tell you, my wife's off today. She took the day off. We were supposed to do the BMA golf tournament. Rain kind of washed that out. Mm. We've got nothing to do this afternoon. The world is our oyster.
And In-N-Out this weekend.
In-N-Out this weekend. That's right. Yeah, leaving tomorrow morning, flying to Denver, getting in that burger, flying home with my daughter.
Can you bring it back and I'll come by Sunday and grab it?
We may bring some back, but who knows how that travels, right?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, have fun, man. That'll be awesome.
It'll be fun. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Enjoy it. Look at you doing something nice for your daughter. Hey, you can do what Bob's doing. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay dry. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.